Radiester presents the Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, Naughty Marietta. The starring players...
This is Irene Manning.
And this is Alan Jones.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in one of Victor Herbert's best-loved operettas, Naughty Marietta. It stars Alan Jones as Captain Warrington and Irene Manning as Marietta. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Naughty Marietta.
Tramp, tramp, tramp on the highway. Tramp, 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 the road is free. Lazy trails along the byway. Where the water.
And Kentucky's Captain Dick's own infantry. Captain Dick's own infantry.
We've hunted the wolf in the forest. We've raided the pirates at sea. We have no indenture. We're out for adventure, as anyone plainly can see. We've smoked the peace pipe with the Natchez. We've fought with the Sykes wild and free. We've laughed at all dangers. We're known as the Rangers. Harry Blake, my good comrades, with me. Tramp, tramp, tramp along the highway. Tramp, 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 the road is free. Blazing trails along the byway. For you to walk.
Sing, men, sing. We're on our way to New Orleans.
Tramp, tramp, tramp on the highway. Tramp, tramp.
Yes, we were on our way to New Orleans, but that march was like none we'd ever made before. There were women marching with us through the woods. That morning, we'd come upon a pirate camp, engage them in action, and when we'd beaten them off... Just a minute, please, one at a time. Now then, one girl. Who'll speak for all?
I'll speak for them, monsieur.
Very well. Your name?
My name? Marietta Frannini.
Captain Richard Warrington, at your service. Now, mademoiselle, if you'll explain...
Oh, you see, they're all casquette girls.
And you?
Me? Oh, I'm a casquette girl, too. We've made contracts with His Majesty to come to New Orleans to pick husbands and help settle the colony. But at dawn, our ship was attacked by those pirates.
Of course, they know you carry your dowries and crown gold.
Well, if you hadn't come along as they were making camp...
Don't thank me. Thank the men who were hurt.
Monsieur, I can't tell you how terrible...
And never mind the pretty speeches. Have you got on a petticoat?
Why, yes.
Take it off.
Why, monsieur.
Come on, I need it for bandages.
Oh.
All right, man, get your cuts patched up and we'll head for the boats. We're taking these girls to New Orleans.
Captain Warrington.
Yes?
You don't seem very happy that I'm in your boat.
Should I be?
Well, apparently some of your men are glad to see the casquette girl.
Oh, just sparking it up a bit. Doesn't mean a thing.
Well, don't soldiers ever think of getting married?
Not this outfit. Think we want to raise families for the French? Not in your bustle strings.
What are you? English?
Well, sort of English. Yankee Doodles, they're beginning to call us.
But you fight for the French.
Well, that's our business. We fight for pay.
Oh, you're what they call mercenaries.
Exactly. We fight for our living and love at our leisure. Want to know any more?
No, thanks.
But what about you? How did you get mixed up with all those other raw-boned brides?
What makes you ask that?
Well, you're different. Now, just look at your hands.
Well, at least you noticed. You can't be completely unused to feminine companionship.
Oh, I admit a petticoat is pleasing to the eye, but to have it around for any length of time is smallpox to the nerves. So, if you're planning to pick me for a husband...
Oh, you...
Sit down, you're tipping the boat.
Monsieur, in France, no man would dare to talk to me this way.
Well, you're not in France, you're in Louisiana, and besides...
Hey, Captain, there it is, New Orleans, dead ahead.
We had quite a reception in New Orleans, every man in town, including the governor, buzzing around the girls like bees around a honey pot. And the girls seemed to like it, too, all except one.
Oh, please, please, gentlemen. I tell you, I'm not going to marry any one of you.
But you came here to get married.
You signed the agreement.
Well, I've changed my mind.
Look, mademoiselle, those credentials you have there in your hand, they say...
They're all lies, all lies.
Lies? What is all this about lies?
The governor.
Your Excellency.
What's going on here?
Your Excellency, she says her credentials are false.
That's a very serious business. Young lady, let me see your papers.
Yes, Your Excellency.
Says your name is Marietta Frunini. Is that a lie?
No, Your Excellency.
You are 23 years old. Is that a lie?
No, Your Excellency.
You're in good health.
Yes, Your Excellency.
Not one lie so far. It says that you are of excellent character, conduct always above reproach.
Oh, that's the one.
You've always been... What?
I was the sweetheart of every boy in Marseille.
Oh, no. But this is preposterous. Did you think that you could... I'm afraid I'll have... The guard! Call the guard!
Just a moment, Your Excellency.
Oh, Captain Warrington. Richard, how are you, my boy?
Oh, I'm well, sir, and may I make a suggestion?
Anything. A situation like this...
Then don't call the guard for the young lady, sir.
What?
I'll be responsible for her myself. This is it, Mademoiselle Marietta. Fine lady from France might not think it much, but she'll like it better than the jail.
Thank you for your trouble. You may go now.
Steady, Blue Eyes. Don't you want me to tell you about your new home?
Will you go, or shall I call the police?
I think I'd like that. I am the police.
Monsieur, I order you to...
You know, you're not at all like the last girl who lived here. She was a brunette and pleasant, and she liked me.
Is that so?
She worked for Rodolfo, who runs the marionette show. Sometimes, when they went through the town advertising their performance, sometimes she'd sing just for me.
Well, she can sing to you if she likes.
I used to like that. I like to be sung to. Of course, I couldn't expect you to sing, not a great lady like you. You've probably been too busy to learn. You wouldn't have had time to.
Thank you.
Mademoiselle, that's a trained voice. A lovely voice. No, you aren't just another Casquette girl.
Is there anything else you wish to know?
Yes, a lot. But not now, Blue Eyes. I'll be back later.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild presentation will follow in a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
I would like to ask you a very important question, and here it is. What part of your body has the finest, most delicate skin? Your throat, your chest, your arms? The chances are you will answer incorrectly, because the correct answer is your face. Skin specialists will tell you that the skin of your face is more finely textured than any other part of your body. It's thinner, more fragile. That's why it begins to look old faster. And that's why rubbing the skin of your face in applying cream should be avoided. You see, rubbing may break down the underskin structure, may cause even a firm, fine skin to look older than you are. So it's only intelligent to use a cream that requires no rubbing. Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream. It's so soft, it practically dissolves as it touches your skin. You just smooth it on, gently wipe it off, and that's all. No rubbing, no friction. Yes, without rubbing, a single application of Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream thoroughly cleans your skin, softens your skin, helps nature refine the pores, and it leaves a perfect base for powder. So smooth, it's a thrill to touch it. The reason Lady Esther Face Cream does so much to improve the appearance of your skin so quickly is this. It contains one of the most beautifying ingredients known to modern science. This helps keep your skin soft and pliable, helps end dryness that may cause little lines and wrinkles. Try this interesting experience with Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream. You won't have to wait 30 days or even 30 minutes. You will see and feel the difference at once.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of Naughty Marietta, starring Irene Manning and Alan Jones.
I shaved pretty carefully that afternoon, put on my best clothes, and went whistling out to Marietta's cabin. The only trouble was, she wasn't there. She'd flown the coop. For 2 days, I searched for her, all over Scotland. And finally, just by accident, as I was going by Rudolfo's theater,
oh, Marietta, bella mia, that was a wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Rudolfo. I'll try to do better. I have so much to thank you for.
Bellissima, no. It is I who give thanks that you have come to me. Now you have nothing until tonight's performance. You will go home and rest, yes?
Oh, yes, I think I will.
Oh, only one thing. No Captain Warrington, no?
You needn't worry.
He make all the girls in New Orleans lose their head, especially my singers. Then he break their heart and they go away.
Not this girl, Rudolfo. I'll see you tonight.
Mademoiselle.
You.
I said I'd be back. Well, I'm back.
Captain Warrington, if you think
just
you can...
Just a moment. There seems to be some excitement brewing.
Oh, yes, hear ye, hear ye. A proclamation. £5,000 reward for the apprehension of Marietta Frenini, masquerading as one of the Casquette girls. £5,000 for Marietta Frenini, by order of His Majesty, the King.
Marietta.
Oh, no, they can't. They couldn't have.
Come on, we'll have to get out of here.
You won't let them take me.
Of course not. I've still got those questions to ask. That's what I don't understand. Why should they offer £5,000 reward? All for little Marietta Frenini, just a little indiscreet girl from Marseille.
Please, let's not talk about it. Not now. It's so lovely here by the river and...
Blue Eyes, you're in trouble. I want to help you.
But you said a petticoat for any length of time was like smallpox to your nerves.
Well, I'm immune to smallpox, and I have no nerves.
Well, then, just keep calling me Marietta, or Blue Eyes, if you wish.
At least I know you're not what you said you were.
What do you think I am?
I don't know. Gardenia, maybe, lost in a field of mustard plants. Or a dove that's flying in a flock of crows. That's pretty clumsy, isn't it?
No, it isn't. Really.
Who are you?
Oh, just someone.
Someone?
Someone from somewhere.
Well, you know, I have a very strange feeling about someone.
No pain, I hope.
And a very strange feeling I've never felt before.
Dizziness, too.
And a kind of a grinding depression.
Oh, a sinking spell.
My heart's acting strangely. It feels rather sore. At least it gives me that impression.
Well, I know a remedy for that.
My pulses leap madly without any cause. Believe me, I'm telling you truly. I'm gay without cause. And sad without cause. My spirits are truly unruly. For I'm falling in love with someone, someone again. I'm falling in love with someone.
was lovely. You sang as if you really meant it.
I did mean it. And now I'm waiting.
Waiting? What for?
For you to sing to me. Will you, Blue Eyes?
I have one of my own that I know better.
Oh, and you've been hiding it all this time?
Well, I didn't know that. I mean, until this minute, I never dreamed that you...
Eddie!
Soldiers, the guard!
Only tell me one thing. If you could, would you sing your song to me?
Yes, oh yes.
Captain Warrington?
Well, Major?
This lady is Marietta Franini.
That is neither denied nor agreed to.
She can't deny it. Nor can she deny that she is actually the Princess Marie de Namur de la Beaufort, a fugitive from France against His Majesty's wishes.
The Princess Marie?
A ship arrived this morning with a courier to take Her Highness back to France, to her marriage with Prince Carlos of Spain. Your Highness, I have no alternative. You are under arrest.
Your Highness.
Captain Warrington, I'm afraid my song must wait.
Until some other time?
Perhaps.
Your Highness, I'm sorry. You sail for France tonight.
I won't go back. I won't go. They'll never make me marry anyone I don't love.
Your Highness.
Captain Warrington, Richard. What are you doing at my window? If you're caught, it will mean your head.
Not anymore. I've lost it already. Your Highness, do you want to go back to France?
No, no.
Then quick, over the balcony. I've got a ladder.
Richard, you're mad.
Don't argue. Hurry. Now, one rung at a time. That's it.
Captain Warrington.
All ready, sir? All ready, men.
Richard, you're insane. Those men are soldiers. They belong to the guards.
You mean those uniforms belong to the guards?
What have you done?
Oh, nothing serious. Just dress them up so they won't be followed.
Richard, you'll have to answer to the King of France.
Not if I'm working for the King of Spain. All right, men, fall in. We're ready to march.
Come on! Come on! Come on!
Richard, I'll never be able to repay you. I owe you so much.
Marietta, Marie, you owe me one song.
My song?
Why not pay me now?
Yeah.
Thank you, Alan Jones and Irene Manning, for a most delightful half hour.
And thank you, Mr. Bradley. All of us in Hollywood welcome an invitation to appear with the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players because we know how much this program contributes to the Motion Picture Relief Fund and the wonderful work being done at its country house. And now, before we tell you about next week's show, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Manning. Ladies, if you use a cream which must be rubbed into your skin, please remember this. The skin of your face is the thinnest, finest, most delicately textured skin of your entire body. Rubbing may stretch it, may take the firmness out of it, may even break down the underskin structure. Rubbing just doesn't agree with the skin of your face. And so I ask you, why punish your skin when you don't need to? There is a cream that requires no rubbing. Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream. This famous cream needs no help from your fingers, needs no rubbing in, no massaging, because Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream is so soft, it practically dissolves as it touches your skin. You just smooth it on gently. As it dissolves, it releases one of the most beautifying ingredients known to modern science. This helps keep your skin soft and pliant, helps prevent drying or puckering of the skin, especially around your eyes and mouth. When you wipe off Lady Esther Face Cream, you not only see the difference, you feel the difference from just that one application. You see, all your skin requires is this one scientific face cream, Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream. It asks no help from any other cream.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players will present Christmas in Connecticut. It will star Jane Wyman and Ronald Reagan. Be sure to listen. Naughty Marietta was produced and directed by Bill Lawrence and was presented through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor musical Holiday in Mexico. The adaptation was by Harry Cronman. Alan Jones and Irene Manning are currently appearing in The Firefly at the Greek Open Air Theater. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you, and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.